Well, happy Sabbath, brethren. You know, this week there was a great storm that went through that affected lots of different areas. Now we have family in some of those areas. Thankfully, our family is all okay. So far, we haven't heard anything drastic from too many brethren. But of course, we can keep all of our brethren in our prayers. Now in the Psalms, Psalm 107 specifically, the psalmist here describes being in a storm. It's a very powerful storm. And there's something very powerful, very uncontrollable about a storm, whether it's a hurricane or tornado, sometimes even a rainstorm or a windstorm, some kind of weather event, sometimes even the snow, a blizzard. During a storm, there's usually not a lot a person can do except, you know, get inside, hide from the storm, from the rage that is there, from the movement, the weather that's moving around, wait it out, and of course, pray. Now, sometimes we remember where the power in a storm comes from. In Psalm 107, in the middle of this psalm, you can glance there, we won't read it quite yet, verse 26 talks about waves. And when I read through this, I imagine a sailing ship, maybe an ancient one. That's just where my mind goes, carrying lots of cargo, maybe lots of people below deck. And the sailors see this storm on the horizon, and they're scrambling. Now, they have basic navigation instruments to guide them, basic ship with sails. And they're in the middle of the ocean, and the storm begins. The winds begin to blow. The sky darkens. And soon the waves have reached incredible heights. You can go online and you can see videos of ships being tossed around by storms. Large ships as they toss to and fro, up and down, as the waves get higher and higher. That's the picture that comes to my mind. Up and up, higher and higher, and then down lower and lower. The wind howling, the waves crashing against the side of the ship. And I imagine the sailors not even being able to hear each other because of the sounds of the waves, the sound of the wind, and they run below deck. Some of them hold on tightly as they're still on top of the deck, waiting, scrambling, trying to make it in. Now in Psalm 107, we see in verse 26 in the New King James, it says, they mount up to the heavens, they go down again, to the depths, their soul melts because of trouble. And in another version, the Common English Version, it says, you were tossed to the sky and to the ocean depths, talking about these sailors in this ship, in this storm, until things looked so bad that you lost your courage. That's how I imagine this storm. Men, strong men, losing their courage because of this storm. Verse 27 says, you staggered like drunkards and gave up all hope. The New King James says that they are at their wits' end in verse 27. They've given up all hope. They don't know what to do. Now, sometimes we find ourselves in storms like that. And of course, I'm not just talking about physical storms, although that does happen. That has happened and will continue to happen. But sometimes we find ourselves in situations where there is real danger. Sometimes we find ourselves in situations that we placed ourselves in, but it's still in the middle of a storm of sorts. Trials that we go through, situations that we've come across, whether on accident or caused by ourselves, our own decisions, or by the decisions of other people around us. Sometimes it's the noise and the chaos of everyday life. I think we feel that here in the city more than others who don't live in such a place. I mean, there are other people in the world who live in big cities as well, but there always seems to be some kind of sound, some kind of noise, some kind of chaos around us. All kinds of distractions, sometimes the distractions that we place around ourselves. And there are more and more distractions around us, and it can be difficult to shut those distractions off, to turn everything off so that we can hear. I mean, I don't know if people still listen to the radio, but television, the internet, phones, entertainment of all kinds, besides all the regular noises that are around us. And then, of course, the cares of this life. The cares of this life are part of that turmoil, that storm that is around us, that can affect us. These worries, these cares of different kinds affect people in different ways, and we might feel like these sailors sometimes, without courage, giving up all hope because we don't know what to do. It's easy to get lost in a storm like that. It's easy to lose our courage, whatever kind of storm we find ourselves in. And in that moment, we're often scrambling to get ourselves out because we don't know what to do, forgetting that we are not alone. And sometimes we rely too much on our own resources, our own abilities, our own tools, our own strength, our own courage, like those sailors in the psalm. We depend on the instruments that God has given us to guide us, no matter how simple they might be. But in that storm, our courage can run out. The instruments don't work anymore the way that they should, or we thought they would in a storm. We feel overwhelmed by trials, by situations that we've gotten ourselves into at times. And sometimes that's the worst. You know that you could have made a different decision, and you're kicking yourself, but you don't know what to do. Well, what then? How often do we stop for a moment and remember who has the power over that situation? Who really has the power over the storm, over the trials that we go through? Do we remember to stand still at times and wait patiently and listen? Do we stop for a moment? Now, there's an important lesson here in the psalm. If we go back a few verses in verse 23, this describes those who go down to the sea in ships, the sailors, as they're traveling with their cargo. They know they're going to see storms. They do business, it says in verse 23, on great waters, talking about the oceans, the great seas. Wherever people go to do business, in this case, you know, in the ocean. But these sailors, because they see these storms, these great storms, they see that power. That power. And if they understand who God is, they know that it is God who sustains them and who brings up those storms and can settle those storms. Verse 24, they see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. There's something about being out in the water, the open water, that makes us feel small. There's something about being in the middle of a storm when we can't do anything about it, where we realize that we must rely on God for our well-being, for our benefit. And there are times we feel overwhelmed, but if we look around, we can see God's power even in the storms. Verse 25, for he commands and raises the stormy wind, which lifts up the waves of the sea. Now, these sailors were still tossed about. They still were affected by this storm, but they were able to see who is really in control, if they were paying attention. Our God is the one who is in control. Always, even when we don't feel like there is control, we know God is in control. He has power over storms. He decides when those storms begin, when they end, how extensive they are. He knows the tests and trials that we go through. He allows them, or sometimes causes those tests and trials. He knows the messy distractions, the situations that we put ourselves into, causing our own wind and waves, so to speak. Now let's continue on reading this psalm. Let's start with verse 28 here. We see the reaction to these sailors. This is a good lesson for us. When we are in the midst of a storm, of a trial, of all the chaos, the distractions around us, what is our reaction? Verse 28, then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brings them out of their distress, even though their courage is gone. They feel like they've lost all hope. He brings them out of their distress. He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Then they are glad because they are quiet. And so he guides them to their desired haven, to a safe place, to where they are needing to go. God guides them after he calms the storm. Sometimes it takes a storm for us to realize God's power, his power over such huge events, but also his power over calming a storm. Sometimes it takes a storm, being in the middle of it, to realize that for ourselves. If we turn to Mark chapter 4, we see a very famous reminder of a storm, and we see God's reaction to the storm. More specifically, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, here in Mark chapter 4. We see the disciples in the midst of a storm, in the middle of a sea. Now, God is with them right there, but he's sleeping. He's sleeping. He's not worried about the storm. It's not his time to die. And so he sleeps soundly. Mark chapter 4, verse 39. Then he arose. This is God's reaction to this storm. Even though the disciples lost their courage, they lost all hope. They thought they were about to die. Then he, speaking of Jesus Christ, arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. A great calm. A complete opposite of the wind, the waves, the turmoil, a complete calm. Only God can do that, can bring that complete calm to such a storm so quickly. Verse 40, but he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" So we see here those storms that we go through, it's about building faith in God to calm the storm. And they feared exceedingly, it says in verse 41, and said to one another, "Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him?" They were beginning to learn more about their Messiah, their Savior, their teacher, who he really was, the power that he held because he was the Son of God, because he was God. They were surprised. They didn't expect this. Even though they knew that Jesus was a great teacher and performed many miracles, for some reason they were surprised at this. We see God calmed the wind, the waves, the storm, until there was quiet, peace. Now God can quiet our storms. He does that. He can do it and will do it so that we can hear him, hear his directions as he guides us to that safe haven, as he guides us to peace and calm, as he guides us toward his kingdom. Just like those sailors in the psalm, they were guided to their safe haven. There's definitely something powerful about a storm, but there's also strength in peace and calm. The peace and calm that only God can provide. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. You can turn there if you'd like. Philippians 4, the Apostle Paul reminds us, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Be anxious for nothing, for any storm. Be anxious for that. Don't be anxious for that. Don't be anxious for any storm, for any situation that we come across. That's tough to do. But if we reach out to God, he will give us that peace. Verse 7, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." God will give us that peace and calm if we're willing to listen, to take a moment to pray to him, and ask for that peace and calm, no matter what's going on. And God gives us the comfort of that peace and calm. One more story here, 1 Kings chapter 19. 1 Kings chapter 19, one more illustration of the power of God to bring calm. Sometimes we think of power as motion, as movement, as this strength, physical strength. But God has greater powers than even that, to bring peace and calm and quiet. 1 Kings chapter 19, we come across this story of Elijah. He was in a sort of a storm. He was in a battle. He was in a situation where he felt like nobody else was with him. It was just him alone and God, and people sought to take his life. He lost his courage. That hope was gone from him. After fasting 40 days and having traveled hundreds of miles, we find Elijah hiding in a cave. He's hiding out, trying to escape that storm. And we see God bring an example of his might, his power, to bring peace and calm. Verse 11, "Then God, speaking to Elijah, said, 'Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. God caused it, but he wasn't there in that wind. That wasn't the strength that he was showing Elijah. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, in verse 12, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. That peace and calm, that settling that God can provide us, that's so powerful. God demonstrated his power to bring peace and calm and strength, courage in that to Elijah, that still, small voice. With that peace and calm, Elijah was able to listen, to be encouraged, to be directed, to continue the work of God that he was called to do. God gives us that example so that we might take it and take it seriously in our own lives and pray and ask God to create peace and calm. Even if we're in a situation that we've created ourselves, our own little storm that we've created, we've gotten ourselves in too deep, we can still pray and ask God to create that peace and calm so that we can listen to his voice more clearly, so that we can hear his voice and receive his comfort and courage, and so that he can continue to lead us into that safe haven.